Did somebody say Drudge Report? Because I hate that website. It's sensationalist, whatever that means. And as the average Drudge Report reader, I have no clue about anything, but I do like the liberal use of the N-word. It makes me silly on the inside. This is the Drudge Report report for the 14th of December, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and it's only 7 days to the 21st of December collapse. You too can prepare with your very own rape and pillage kit. Why be a pussy when you can be a man? Comes with knife, gun, cattle prod, as well as all your favourites for the low price of $9.55. Available at all police stations. We'll even throw in your very own grenade launcher if you mention my name, which may be subject to interpretation. Get yours today. Massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. Here are some of the details before we collectively drink some of that comedy gold draping from my fine, sequestered glands. 5 seconds in, and we may have already crossed the line. 27 people, including 20 school children, have been reported dead after what has been described as an elementary school massacre. The event also appears to be the second deadliest school shooting in the nation's history, exceeded only by the 2007 massacre at Virginia Tech. The gunman, a 24-year-old man, was found dead within the school, as does happen in most cases. When they realise that the biggest menace is themselves, it's only natural to pop a cap in one's own arse. Of course, with our leftist liberal media, what you won't hear about is the 22 children stabbed in China in a similar incident on the very same day. Regardless, if there's a will, there's a way, and these crazies will most likely get the fun they yearn. If you hate life that much, it's probably an indication you're a Julius Reed sympathiser, and all your downloads will be sorely missed. Every single click counts, even you, Devon, child molester, part-time postman. The worst that could happen is the denial of your right to have oral sex on a plane, as that hot stewardess receives a nice slap on the ass for a day's good work. Yet things are much, much worse in the aircraft scene. Security guards at JFK International Airport have voted to go on strike next week over some union bullshit. The TSA detained a 12-year-old girl with a bone disorder after having found explosive residue on her hands. She must be using my gunpowder lubricant, smuggled via North Korea. Then in Hong Kong, flight attendants have threatened to not smile or serve alcohol over a pay dispute. At a wholesome $2 an hour, I'm surprised the ungrateful bitch hasn't killed herself yet for being ungrateful. Bitch. But it gets worse. A double amputee veteran claims that he was humiliated on a US flight by staff for having short, stuffy legs that don't work. What a horrible world we live in. Back to you, Julius. Chavez, we meet again, you fat bastard. What, he's got terminal cancer? God damn it. Chavez, best known for his socialist antics, upon his amazing state-owned media company and anything else bearing a Venezuelan flag, may be dying of cancer, albeit of the terminal kind. While the myth in waiting bounces back like a piece of putty from his several cancer surgeries, the president has said that malignant cancer cells have reappeared for a third time in his abdomen, following a recent recovery from surgery in Cuba this week. All that greed, all that sweet crude, capitalism's killing you, buddy. Let go before your wealth kills you. Yeah, right. While he may be richer than the entire town I live in, it's too bad his face looks like some kind of World of Warcraft goblin, or a lot like Piccolo from the Dragon Ball Z series. I find that difficult to masturbate to. Sorry. President Obama says recreational users of marijuana in states that have legalized the substance should not be a top priority for federal law enforcement, and that he has bigger fish to fry. Damn, I'm really getting the shakes for some of that premium fish oil they be selling at the pharmacy. I snort that stuff like it's dynamite for my dopamine receptors. It's like casual DXM, except with no hangover. But hey, did you know that Obama just sent over 3,000 troops to Iraq via Kuwait, and that another 17,000 are on their way to Syria to help combat the crisis? Of course, these rumours have been denied by the powers that be. But who do you trust? A dodgy teenager whose highlight for the week is a casual dry hump with a bed pillow, or the world's most powerful nation, led by deceit and forceful control? You'd be insane to trust either. All you need to know is that the Peace Prize recipient, President Obama, is a joke, and he's clearly forgotten his very own punchline. In what seems like the best idea since processed cheese, obsessed killer Dana Marin allegedly put a $2,500 bounty on each of Justin Bieber's testicles in an outlined plot to kidnap, castrate and strangle the teen pinup girl. The crazy in question even has a Bieber tattoo on his leg. Welfare money well spent. A pair of handheld hedge clippers had even been bought for the operation. At least being caught now will save him the disappointment of finding out he bears a vagina. The Chinese aren't that pretty, I can contest, brushing my teeth every morning in front of the mirror. But thankfully, they make up by being of above average intelligence. Except this guy. A Chinese villager says he's going to save humanity with his giant collection of tsunami-proof survival pods. The pods are made using a fiberglass casing over a steel frame, and they cost $48,000 each to make, equipped with oxygen tanks, food and water supplies. Thankfully, they also bear seatbelts, in case you run out of food when the whole world is completely flooded, you retard. Clearly this guy has watched the movie 2012, the communist edition, way too many times. The only difference with this version is that China comes out on top after the mass flooding and everyone's eyes turns a little slantier. It's too bad their dicks continue to shrink with all that water. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, has already broken box office records, reeling in $27.3 million over 42 countries, with another $13 million on midnight openings in the US and Canada, integrating the much-hyped 48 frames per second technology, which has been compared to the advent of high-definition TV. Of course, this hasn't stopped the poor press from digging its claws into the £315 million epic, receiving an average of 58% approval on Metacritic. Gee, if I wanted to watch some midget porn, I'd just go on the internet, which is where I spend most of my time anyway. Don't judge me, I'm half white. You don't know what's going on! Lastly, Robert Griffin III, a quote, quarterback, says he refuses to be acknowledged by the colour of his skin, rather his skills as a full quarterback. I mean, quarterback. That is the basis of what seems like six different links on the Drudge Report website. Sports news makes me sleepy. Don't even get me started on Michelle Obama's sex rumours. You'd have more activity staring at bacteria, and trust me, some of that amoeba on amoeba porn is pretty nasty. This has been the Drudge Report for the 14th of December 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and it's good to be back. Who the hell are you? No, you may not have my phone number. Who am I talking to? You whore. Owned!